Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference at 1 o'clock today. And I wonder what we hear today.
What do you want to hear?
I don't want to hear anything. I want to hear what he has to say.
You think fans would come out and be like, oh man, I love Kevin because he came out and said, you know what? I went back and looked at the plays I called. I should have ran the ball more yesterday. I don't know what I was thinking. Sorry, I got lost in the moment.
Well, Scott was just with us, Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram. And you know, Scott pointed out early on it wasn't going well with the running game. And that's true. In the first half, Quinshon Judkins had 6 carries for 14 yards. In the second half, he had 6 carries for 22 yards. So it was a little better in the second half, just under 4 yards per carry. But that's your weapon. That's your weapon. And at the time, you were down 9-3 at halftime.
Although I would argue that he would think that his weapon was Fannin by the end of the game.
Well, okay. Andy, you threw it 52 times, and your team has thrown the football more than any team in the NFL and has had less success throwing the football than all but one team in the NFL.
We had 7 receivers with 10 or more yards in receptions yesterday.
That's great. Did any of them make a play that put any
points on the
board?
I'm looking in the TD column, and I don't see any. No. A lot of goose eggs. Nothing.
Yeah. Brad is in Rocky River. Hello, Brad.
Bradley.
Yeah, I think it's Bob from Rocky River.
Oh, Bob.
Bob just sounds like Brad to the young guys who can't listen on the phone.
Hey, that's not nice, Jeff. He's trying to help
Bob
us out.
Bob in Rocky River, welcome.
Robert, how are you?
You know, I think it's more, you know, we're talking about a lot of minutiae and the play calling was bad and all that, but this is a 40,000-foot problem. And, you know, you look at the Steelers and they make a lot of mistakes. But they generally go after fast, aggressive, explosive players, and they have a philosophy. And they don't wind up when you need tackles and you don't have any wide receivers, they don't spend their 3rd and 5th round draft pick on a couple quarterbacks that probably are never going to be starters in the NFL. They don't have 4-person quarterback competitions. They don't give away 3 first-round draft picks for Deshaun Watson. They just don't do those things. They have a philosophy and a plan, and the Browns don't seem to have any direction as to how they're building a team. And it's been going on for a while, and it's going to continue. And unless something's done up top, there's no solution. So thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you very much. Here's the thing, and we said this since draft day, and you know, all of the draft days. You don't draft a quarterback in the 3rd and 5th round thinking that you have solved your quarterback problem. You hope you do. You hope you get lucky, but there are a reason that quarterbacks last into the draft. And that's no disrespect to Dylan. That's no disrespect to Shadur. What that is following the NFL for decades and knowing how it works. I think it's all but 5. I think it's 5 guys. In the NFL right now, we're first-round draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did a whole shtick all summer long, find us a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And we looked at guys in the draft. We looked at other guys. I can't tell you the amount of grief that I received from people when I said Daniel Jones. Well, Daniel Jones is in first place. I caught grief when I said Carson Wentz. Is he in any great shakes? Nope. Is he on his 6th team in 6 years? Yep. Is he 2-1 as the starting quarterback for a pretty good team? Yeah, so far. Will he keep the job? I don't know. Maybe it's J.J. McCarthy. In other words, there were viable guys out there who could play the position. Rather than taking a quarterback in the third and the fifth and keeping your fingers crossed.
Jeff, you just got to let it go. If you're going to say that to me about Baker Mayfield, I'm going to tell you the same thing about these guys. You just got to let it go. You got to turn the page on. Yes, they were a little more recent than Baker. Yeah, I totally get it. And
you know what, though? Let me throw this one at you.
Okay.
If you were going to bring in Kenny Pickett.
I know where you're going to go.
And then you were going to follow him up with Joe Flacco. And I don't mind taking a shot at a young quarterback. And I'm not going to agree with you on this aspect because the Browns drafting hasn't shown you that they would have nailed their third and fifth round picks anyway. But couldn't Kenny Pickett have done this just fine? If you were waiting for a quarterback for next year?
It should have been either Gabriel or Sanders.
Probably both.
Because, I go back. The problem with drafting Sanders.
It convolutes the whole thing.
Killed Gabriel. Yeah. It just killed him. Yeah. I mean, like, okay, you're happy, you're excited. Like, it just doesn't. It didn't make any sense. And anyone that wants to say that the draft was not successful, despite the fact that I see players out there that make me believe, you know, Schlesinger.
Carson can play. Mason can play. Andy, the defense.
Quinchon can play. These guys can play.
And though they're good defensive players, the offense stinks. So you drafted two players first who are on the side of the ball that was pretty good.
Why would you draft two rookie quarterbacks, especially knowing that you had two first-round picks going into next year? I just don't get it. I don't understand it. And if you really, really, really like Gabriel, you probably should have taken him earlier than the third round.
You never should have drafted Sam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Never, ever, ever should have taken Sanders.
And if you like Sanders.
And now we're all sitting around here wondering, and what's totally not fair is this kid's had two starts, and everybody's ready. What's Gabriel, man? He can't even throw down the field.
Maybe he can't throw down the field.
Because the coach won't let him throw down the field. Or the coach is saying the first read should be 5 yards. I don't know. I don't know if it's coach. I don't know if it's him. I don't know if he doesn't have time. I don't know if his offensive linemen aren't holding up. I don't know if his wide receivers can do anything. I just don't understand why you buy into the drama. You add to the drama rather than, I hate to agree with the last caller, have stability like they do in Pittsburgh. It's really hard to stomach. Really hard to stomach.
Bill's in Parma. Hey, Bill. Welcome.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Jeff, I'm going to help you with Andy. Andy seems like he's about ready to blow.
No, I'm not.
You know, I'll help here.
Okay.
One of the things I think we have to look at is, the league is not a stable concrete. It's always fluid. Things are moving. And if you look at the teams that are now moving ahead, like, you know, the one with Baker, you know, Darnold's team, Jones's team, May's team, you know, these quarterbacks are developing, moving ahead. And then last night, Kansas City is now Kansas City again. And they weren't Kansas City, even though they're going to the Super Bowl for about 3 years. And all of a sudden, they're alive and well and moving. And supposedly, Mahomes is putting up numbers that he hasn't had for like 4 or 5 years. And so that has changed as well. But I figured out who they're going to draft for the quarterback.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Right, hang on, let me write this
down. And you guys, I'm so surprised you hadn't figured this
Wait
out.
Wait a second. Who's Missouri's starting quarterback? Okay.
Well, yeah, you know, we had the same problem. We played Alabama last year, and our best players are running back, who leads the nation in running.
Hell, nobody cares.
They only ran him about five times. No. Go pick. Anyway.
All right, give me the quarterback.
But anyway, the quarterback situation is, who's our general manager is from Harvard, right?
Here we go. Okay, keep going.
Okay. And Dee Podesta is some smart, you know, computer-like guy. It is going to be a seventh-round draft pick. I don't know his last name. His first name's Joe. And it's going to be a robot, supposedly, being made in a lab. And I'm telling you, do owners like to pay salary for people? No. And so they're going to be starting to have robots.
We were paying eight quarterbacks. You see that story last week?
Can you get the the robot right under the cap?
Well, the biggest problem they have, Jeff, is they're trying to find a robot head coach, and they modeled it after Belichick. And the problem is they can't get the guy to get his mind off 20-year-old women.
Okay, Bill. Oh, wow. All of a sudden, Bill, the comedy show
Bill's
in here.
Rolling, baby.
I thought you were going to say that the robot had more personality than Bill did when he was a coach.
If you want Bill, he might be available next week. But Jeremy's in Fort Worth, Texas.
Easy,
Jeremy. Don't tell her to be nice to
She's
you.
She's got
to chill
out
nice
back
guy.
There, man. We can hear you. She's talking up a storm.
Sorry about that. My wife was telling me a story, and I broke
Oh, that's okay. Good. No worries. We just want to make sure she didn't say anything that we got to beep out. That's all.
Fair enough. Well, I'm not calling as the official therapist, Monday therapist today. I'm calling for a bit another reason, which is the problem that I have with the Browns is, like, they're making it really hard to watch any other football game, you know, because what I'm noticing as a fan, every other football game looks relatively normal. And it's like every excuse the Browns have, other teams seem to deal with. It just seems to be that the climate in that locker room and that organization has just become toxic, because you can see the Browns' mistakes littered all over the NFL over the last, you know, whatever, decade.
Yeah.
And it just makes it a little tricky to watch other football because you see it everywhere, you know, and I don't think, anyway, that's my thought on that part. And I had a quick thought on Dylan Gabriel too, but that's just my thought, is it's just getting hard to watch other football because it just looks so normal.
All right, Jeremy.
I'm with you.
Your phone was cutting out there, Jeremy. So
you can call back with the other thought.
Moved along.
Because we're nice guys. We want to hear what you have to say.
Sure. Yeah. We sure are.
Two nice guys.
I want to hear
really
what Terry
in
Cleveland has to say. Hi, Terry.
You got about a minute,
Terry.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, I realized one thing, and that is, offensively, they is the worst. They don't got no talent. So no matter who you put out there at quarterback,
thank you, Terry,
he's going to fail.
Thank you, Terry.
They have nobody that stands out on offense, and that's unbelievable.
Quinshon Judkins. Quinshon does.
Harold Fannett's looked pretty good the last 2 weeks. I mean, yeah, he dropped that one pass.
Harold's on his way, but it was right in his hands.
Yeah, but I like the fact that he run hard. That means a lot.
He does run hard. I like it too. Quick. Yeah,
you know, but on defense, why did they trade Campbell for Newsom? What did they want with Campbell?
Money.
Better control, and they think better fit, I think, Terry. Better fit with what they want to do.
Did Hugh Jackson ever, offensive team, as bad as he was, did they ever not? I mean, was they best? This is bad offensively? Y'all tell me. Have a good day.
All right, Terry.
Hugh Jackson's not here, baby. Come on. That was funny.
Anytime Hugh gets mentioned, I immediately flash to Deshaun and think of a career wasted. Although he's doing just fine in the financial world now.
Deshaun Kizer, that is.
That's the one, not Watson.
Yes.
Yep. We doubled down on Deshaun's. Neither one has worked.
Mm.
Don't say it again because I'm afraid it's like Beetlejuice.
Oh, if you say it a third time, we're done?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They move you into a dome if that happens.
Say it three times, all of a sudden he'll appear.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.